भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिम। बिफोर आई बिगिन आई वुड लाइक टू टेक द ब्लेसिंग्स एंड परमिशन ऑफ द सीनियर डिवोटीज स्पेशली हिज ग्रेस श्रीनाथ जी प्रभु। सो वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग दिस मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस ओकेजन ऑफ कृष्ण जन्माष्टमी, द डिवाइन अपीयरेंस ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एट श्री कृष्ण। And in the morning, His Grace Shyamanand Prabhu, Gaurang Prabhu, Rohini Priya Prabhu were churning the nectar from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And only because of this Krishna Katha, we can understand the appearance of Krishna. If the Bhagavata is not there, then we don't know anything about Krishna. Only because the Bhagavata is there, and the Bhagavatas are there, the devotees, who are also called as Bhagavatas, they understand the Bhagavat. They understand the heart of the Bhagavat. In fact, they understand the mood of the Bhagavat. And because they understand the mood of Bhagavat, Krishna, in their mood, which appears from their mouth, they bring Krishna by their words. As Shukadeva Goswami was narrating the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit, who was fasting for almost 6 days, we can understand the significance of fasting today, especially. And Parikshit Maharaj was fasting for almost 6 days. Maharaj Shukadeva Goswami about to conclude narrations of Krishna's pastimes. And Parikshit Maharaj gave confidence to Shukadeva Goswami. He said, "My dear Shukadeva Goswami, do not explain Krishna Katha in brief. Go on speaking about Krishna as elaborately as possible." He said, "Do not worry that I am fasting, I am thirsty, I have not slept for all these days." He said, "This does not bother me. Go on speaking about Krishna." And hearing the confidence of Parikshit Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami, who is also fasting, became more enthusiastic to speak about Krishna. And then eventually, they came to the story of killing a putana. That was the subject I was supposed to speak in the morning. And Shukadeva Goswami explains that Kamsena Prohita Guhra Putana Balaghatini. He said, immediately after Krishna's birth, Putana, she came to Vrindavan, sent by Kamsa. Now, this is a pastime which had taken place many years back, and Shukadeva Goswami is narrating to Parikshit Maharaj. And suddenly, Shukadeva Goswami stops narrating the pastime. And he speaks something else, not connected to the story of Putana. He explains that Nayatra Sravanadini Raksha Ganani Swakarmashu. He said, My dear Parikshit, wherever there is Sankirtan of the holy names of the Lord, he said, there cannot be any fear of any kind of demons. Why did Shukadeva Goswami say this? He should have told, Putana came there disguised. But suddenly he changed and he said, my dear Parikshit, whoever chants the holy name of the Lord, he cannot be affected by the demons, especially the ghost and pishachis. Now this is very significant. As Shukadeva Goswami said, narrating the pastime, Putana came to Vrindavan, immediately Parikshit Maharaj became very concerned. What was his concern? That something will happen to Krishna. That is the beauty of being absorbed in Krishna Katha. You actually enter into the pastimes of the Lord. That is the power of Krishna Katha. Parikshit Maharaj felt concerned for Krishna, that Krishna is a baby, just appeared, and Putana is going to come and do something to Krishna. And therefore, he wanted to do something for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains, in regards to becoming friend of Krishna, there are many rasas. One is to become servant of Krishna. One is to become Krishna's parents, like Nanda and Yashoda, Devaki and Vasudev. And one is to become like loving Krishna in conjugal relationship. And in becoming friend of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada explains, how do you become friend of Krishna? He says, by speaking about Krishna. Because there are many atheistic class of people, they narrate Krishna's pastime, they are exactly like Putana. They try to kill Krishna by saying that Krishna does not exist. Krishna is a concept. How can God take birth in this world? Birth is designed or designated to the conditioned souls. How can God take birth? It is all imagination. In this way they try to kill Krishna. But Parikshit Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada explains, but when we establish Krishna's existence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you become Krishna's well-wisher. You become Krishna's friend. Why? Because somebody is attacking your friend, trying to destroy his existence, and you come there and preach about Krishna, and you establish Krishna's existence. And Krishna accepts you as his friend. Very simple to become Krishna's friend. So Parikshit Maharaj, he became so eager to protect Krishna. And that is the power of Krishna Katha. While hearing about Krishna, it gives rise for service attitude. When Maharaj Kulashekar, we heard in South India, when he was hearing Ram Katha, usually the speaker was very careful not to narrate the pastime of Lord Ram fighting with Ravan, going to the forest. Why? Because Kulashekar would not hear like us. When we hear Krishna Katha, unfortunately because of our jadya, because of inertia, we go to sleep. The atheistic class people say, if you have a sleeping problem, insomnia, open Bhagavad Gita. Immediately you'll go to sleep. And unfortunately, many times it is true for us, because there is no absorption. But when Kulashekar would hear about Krishna's pastime, he would actually enter. And when you would hear about Ram going to the forest, crossing the ocean to capture Ravan, Kulashekar would be very disturbed. So this Maharaj Kulashekar, one day he heard that Ram was chasing Ravan, crossing the ocean. And immediately Kulashekar stopped hearing. He ordered the army, get my bows and arrows, I need to go there. He immediately rode on the horse and started riding to the ocean. And he jumped into the ocean and he was about to drown. Why? Because he felt, if I don't help the Lord, who will help him? And that to arrange, the minister has to arrange somebody coming from opposite direction. Everything is okay now, Lord Ram has conquered Ravan, he has been killed. After hearing that, Kulashekar came back. Including Krishna, when he hears about him, Rupa Goswami explains, what is Krishna's absorption? When Mother Yashoda would tell Krishna stories in his childhood, and he was very much attracted to hear the pastimes of Ram, his own pastimes. And one day Mother Yashoda was narrating the pastime. She was saying that one day Ram, he was in the forest along with Lakshman and Sita. And what did Krishna say? Yesterday we were narrating the story in the Gopal's garden. Krishna said, loudly. And then Krishna went on, Mother Yashoda went on speaking. Eventually, this golden deer appeared. Krishna said, And then Mother Sita, she became very attracted by this deer. And she told the Lord, "My dear Lord, I want that deer." And Krishna said, And then Lord Ram took his bow and arrows, started chasing this golden deer. Again Krishna said, loudly, And then when Krishna and Ram went to chase the golden deer, who came? Ravan came. Krishna again said, But when Ravan came to kidnap Mother Sita, Krishna did not say whom. What did he say? He called out, "Hey Lakshman, get my bows and arrows. I will destroy this Ravan. I did not kill him last time." Immediately Krishna blurted out, exposing himself to be that same Ram. And Yashoda was bewildered. So Krishna is teaching us the lesson how to be absorbed in hearing Krishna Katha. Parikshit Maharaj became so absorbed that he wanted to protect Krishna from the danger of Putana. This absorption is really great. Someone was mentioning, in South India, they are such an attraction for the movie actors and actresses. One of the legendary movie star, when he was acting in a movie, it's a movie, it's going on the screen. And suddenly the hero, he lost his sword. His sword fell down. And the enemy was about to attack. That was the scene. And suddenly from the audience, someone came out. He called out, "Hey Anna, I have the sword." He removed his sword, actually, knife. Wanted to give it to his hero. He also had the absorption. But unfortunately, for the wrong person. That will not fetch any devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Parikshit Maharaj, because he became so concerned about Krishna, and Sukadeva Goswami was so expert. What was his expertise? His expertise was to understand the heart of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj did not say, he expressed that concern within his heart, and Sukadeva Goswami could see it. And therefore he stopped narrating the story of Putana coming to Vrindavan. Rather he said, "My dear Parikshit, what to speak of Putana destroying Krishna? Mere holy name of the Lord is so powerful. Chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." He said it will vanquish all the fear of the demons, the ghost, hobgoblins and pishachis. And Krishna is in Vrindavan, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore do not fear, there will be no trouble to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He assured Parikshit Maharaj. Like one devotee mentioned this story, in New Jersey they are building a new temple. And the devotees had to take permission from the council, the city council. They had to, you know, submit their plans. And then they approached one lawyer, and this lawyer came, he studied the papers and said, "I will help you guys, I will help you to get your permission." And the devotee said, "Why you are so eager to help us?" And this man said, this lawyer said, "Actually, I will tell you something very interesting." He said, "I had a friend and he was a Hare Krishna. We were very close friends. And my friend became a Hare Krishna devotee. And he would constantly chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." And he said, "One day, you know, he would come regularly to my place. We would interact with each other. One day he came to my place. And we wanted to go to retreat to our farmhouse. Along with our family, with this devotee friend also, we went to the farmhouse. But unfortunately, we were expecting pleasure, but our farmhouse furniture was filled with termites. Always when there is expectation for sense gratification, there is some kind of misery. Prabhupada explains, in this world, there are two things, misery and mixed happiness. What is mixed happiness means? when we enjoy happiness, beneath that happiness there is seed of distress. And that seed of distress becomes a banyan tree eventually. So there was lot of termites, and the lawyer's wife became very upset. She had to clean up all the mess. And then this lawyer said, "My dear friend, do you believe what I'm going to say now? You may not believe this story, but this happened. And I don't tell anyone this story because nobody will believe me. I will have to stop working as a lawyer. They will say you've gone mad. But actually this story happened." He said, "Are you ready to hear?" And the devotee said, "Yes, I'm ready to hear." He said, "My friend who would always chant Hare Krishna, he came there inside the house. He saw the termites. He sat down and he folded his hands while chanting Hare Krishna. And he said, 'My dear termites, this is not your place. Please walk out.'" He said, "I was shocked to hear that. How can this friend is so crazy to say to termites that you walk out?" He realized that Hare Krishna actually makes like this one. You go mad. You lose your sanity. How could he say that? But he said, more surprising than that, this is the lawyer saying to devotees, this just few days back. And the lawyer said, "Are you ready to hear? Do you believe?" And this devotee said, "I think I should believe. What are you going to say now?" He said, "All the termites, they lined up. And they started moving outside the house in the garden." A devotee was not shocked, but the lawyer was shocked. He said, "Within no time, all the termites were out of the house." That is the power of the holy name. Actually, our existence, our body is like a furniture. And we want to enjoy this body unlimitedly. But when we actually try to enjoy, then we realize there are many termites. They are eating up many systems, our existence. And however much you try to do pesticide, sometimes these pesticides become nourishment to the termites. Only when we pray to Krishna in the form of His holy name, "My dear Lord, this termite is causing so much of trouble to me. Many lifetimes this termite is causing trouble. Only if we pray, 'My dear termites, now I don't want to associate with you, because I've taken shelter of the holy name of the Lord.' Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." Then by the power of the holy name, the termites disappear. As this happened, and this devotee did it, and the lawyer, usually they don't tell truth, but here he was telling the story, and he said, "I want to help you because I personally experienced it." The termites disappearing. So Parikshit Maharaj is told by Sukadeva Goswami, the power of the holy name is so great. Sometimes people ask, "Oh, Krishna says, 'Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam, dharma samsthapana artaya samavami yuge yuge.'" That every millennium Krishna appears to establish religious principle, to destroy the demons, to establish the sadhus. Now we see so many troubles are taking place, then why Krishna is not appearing? But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Lord Himself said, in this age of Kali, Krishna appears in His holy name. Krishna is non-different from His holy name. In fact, Krishna is more accessible in His holy name than He Himself. Why? Because in the Dwapar Yuga, Krishna was available only for a few people. Pandavas, Yadavas, the Brijvasis. And most demons, which was many Akshayani Sainyas, the Kurukshetra war, there were 18 Akshayani Sainyas, Jarasandha had 23 Akshayani Sainyas. Krishna had to deal with so many demons. In fact, there were more powerful demons than the demons of this age. Krishna had to deal with them. He killed all of them. But in this age of Kali, Krishna is accessible in his holy name. Like another devotee told his story in New York, 22nd Avenue, where Prabhupada began everything. You know, just behind the 22nd Avenue, there is an apartment. And all non-devotees live there. And non-devotees are always disturbed by the holy name. Why? Because holy name is very powerful. And Prabhupada said, when they feel disturbed, that means your preaching is successful. They are resisting. The holy name is acting and therefore they don't want holy name to act. So there was one man who would always cause trouble to devotees, who would come and tell that you are creating such a nuisance. You are creating sound pollution. And all the time you would be seen in the bar. And one day this man came. No, again, this was again told by one devotee few days back. This man came to this devotee and he said, you know what? Something very strange happened. And devotee said, I don't know what he's going to say now. He's going to fight again. He said, what happened? He said, my wife gave just birth to a baby, a daughter. And the first word she said was Hare. This is a New Yorker, American. Every day he drinks. His sadhana is drinking all the time. But because he was hearing Hare Krishna mantra constantly, negatively, the energy was there, and he planted the seed. And then that child, what was she saying? The first words she chanted, he said, Hare. He said, you may not believe, he was telling that devotee, but it's a reality. I was there when she chanted Hare. That is the power of the holy name. And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj was told by Sukadeva Goswami that, my dear Parikshit, do not fear that nobody can harm Krishna. Why? Because simply mere repetition of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, all fear will be vanquished. Then Sukadeva Goswami continued to narrate the pastime of Putana. Now, Putana also had the intention of apparently serving Krishna. She wanted to breastfeed Krishna. Sometimes we see, what was her background? Garga Samhita and Acharyas explain, Putana was the daughter of Bali Maharaj. When Bali Maharaj was performing that sacrifice, Vamandev, Lord Vishnu, came as Vaman, a dwarf, very small, but very cute child. When you see someone very cute and small and unprotected, what does it do? It creates a desire to serve. So this Ratnamala, the daughter of Bali Maharaj, by seeing Vamandev, she felt, if I can feed him milk from my breast, it will be so nice. She just thought like that. Now if you think anything about serving Krishna, anything, if you say, I want to offer something to Krishna, you know, something very valuable what we have, we just think, I want to offer it to Krishna, but we have attachment, we don't want to offer, it is already done now. Krishna is going to take it some or other, at some lifetime, if not this lifetime, in some lifetime he is going to engage us in that devotional service. It is unavoidable. So Ratnamala desired that I want to feed the milk from my breast. But what did Vamandev do? Vamandev eventually, he took everything away from her father. And when she saw that Krishna has taken everything away from Bali Maharaj, she said, I will feed you poison that you did to my father. I want to feed poison to you. Our devotion is also like that. When we like Krishna, according to our perception, we want to serve Krishna. But when things go against us, then we want to feed the poison of atheism. I don't think Krishna exists. I will prove that Krishna does not exist. Our experiences become our philosophy. But because there was also some desire to serve Krishna, this Ratnamala eventually came as Putana in Krishna Leela. And she was used by Kamsa to come and kill Krishna. In the Shastra that is explained, when the baby is born, every day there are different kinds of ghosts attack the child. And Shastra explains, how does the child behave when the different kinds of demon attack? And it is explained, when a child is 1 month old, there is a Yatudhani called Putana. She comes and attack the small baby. The Shastra explains. And the symptoms are given, how the child behaves. And what is the solution? To help the child overcome the attack of the ghost? Again, the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Putana came to Krishna. What was her intention? She decorated herself very nicely. When Putana came, it is explained, all the Brijabasis, they started talking to each other. They said, she looks like goddess of fortune. They didn't say some actress from Nautanki drama. They compared Putana to goddess of fortune. So Putana also knew what is decoration. She didn't come, you know, the way the modern time is now. Decoration is considered as less cloth as possible. But Putana was not like that. She decorated, even as a demon she knew, she looked like a goddess of fortune. And the Srila Prabhupada explains, especially the Brijvasis became very attracted to Putana. And Kavi Karanapur in his Anand Vrindavan Champu explains, he said, one Brijabasi, he looked in the sky, in the heavens. He said, hey Urvashi, now see this Putana is so beautiful. Compared to Putana, you are like a beggar woman. Another Brijabasi said, hey Alamba, there's another heavenly damsel. He said, compared to Putana's beauty, you are like a bamboo. And he said, hey Tilottama, now you are glitter. Tilottama means she is made of pearls. Her whole existence, her body is made of pearls. He said, you are all the time shining, but compared to Putana, your glitter is gone. In this way, the Brajabasis were joking. And they allowed Putana to come inside. In fact, even Mother Yashoda and Rohini, they invited Putana, please come in. And the acharyas explain that unfortunately there is a tendency that we accept wrong people as right people. When we hear the wrong philosophy, we think that it will nourish our soul. That is the illusion. Of course, this was under the purview of Yoga Maya for Rohini and Yashoda Mata, because Krishna was organizing his pastime. And Putana came. And then Prabhupada explains there were two perplexities. One from Putana and one from Krishna. What was Putana's perplexity after seeing Krishna? Putana felt, actually I have come here to kill my Antaka. Antaka means my killer. He is my Antaka and I have come to kill him. But this Antaka is Ananta. He is unlimited. And I am so limited, how can I kill unlimited? So that caused her perplexity. And what was Krishna's perplexity? Krishna was thinking, actually she is a demon. She has come to kill me by giving poison. But at least she has come to give something to me. That is the nature of a devotee. You know that story is there, one sadhu went begging. He came to one house, he said, Bhiksham Dehi. And one woman, she just had a fight with her husband and she was so angry. When she saw sadhu asking for some charity, she just collected some ash from her chula And just she threw, said, take this. And the sadhu said, thank you very much. I will come tomorrow again. He said, what? You'll come again? He said, I treated you like this. Why will you come again like this? And the sadhu said, you gave something to me. You have the tendency to give something. Today you have given me some ash. Tomorrow you'll give me cash. That's what our Gauranga Prabhu said in his story. I was hearing these stories everywhere. So sadhu said, like, you'll give me something. Because the tendency of the Lord is to see that you have a tendency to give. When Prabhupada was in California, a fisherman, when he saw Prabhupada walk, he offered him a huge catch, a fish. He said, Swamiji, take this. And Prabhupada said, you enjoy. And after some time, he said, then suffer. But the point is, Prabhupada saw that he had the tendency to give. So Krishna had that perplexity that she has come to kill me, but she also wants to offer me something. So what should I do with her? What will I give her? So therefore there was a perplexity. And then Acharyas explained, eventually Krishna closed his eyes. And they give many reasons why Krishna closed his eyes. One reason he thought, in Ram Lila also the first demon was a woman. And here also woman. So Krishna had to follow the lady's first principle. So the Putana came to kill Krishna. She tried to suck, she gave her breast to Krishna. And Krishna, he took the milk, he took the poison, and he took her life here also. And she started screaming. Muncha, muncha, I said, release me, release me. But it was too late. Krishna had finished her off. He destroyed her. And then eventually all the Brajbasis came and she exposed the real form. She appeared as a big demon. But meanwhile, before even all the Brajbasis could understand, Krishna gave her the position of a mother in the spiritual world. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who can be more merciful? What is our investment to Krishna? What is our investment to Krishna consciousness? Our chanting is so lethargic. We are not attentive in chanting Hare Krishna. How much do we do devotional service? But still Lord is so merciful. He sees something good in us. And that is our hope. Not our endeavor. Not our chanting. Because our chanting is no good. Krishna could see Putana giving poison. But giving was there. And because the giving was there, he performed the surgery. He destroyed her contamination. And he said, I give you the place of mother in the spiritual world. One Sri Vaishnava explains, Mother Yashoda, when Krishna would perform all naughty activities, she told Krishna, look Krishna, I have personally experienced that if someone gives you breast to drink milk, you take away their life. And even though I know this, but I still give my breast to you. That means, see how much I love you. You could take my life away also, but still I am giving you milk. So why don't you become peaceful? Give up your naughty behavior. This was explained by one Sri Vaishnava. And then it is explained, Krishna told Putana, he sent her back to the spiritual world. And one Sri Vaishnava Acharya explained, when Krishna, when he was going back to the spiritual world, concluding his pastime, usually people call for their mother. They remember their mother. Krishna, we are supposed to remember Krishna, and Krishna remembered his mother. He called for his mother. And the Acharya explained, three people came. Yashoda came, Devaki came, and Putana came. Krishna gave her the position of a mother, and she accepted the position by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Sukadeva Goswami concludes this pastime by saying that anyone who hears the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he says he'll be freed from all kinds of dangers and he will attain the highest platform of Krishna consciousness. And that is the power of Krishna Katha. And when that churning takes place, the Bhagavatam is heard in the association of devotees, then Krishna takes birth in our heart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, Krishna is continuously performing his pastime. Not that Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. Someone said, the organized religion do not preach to establish God existed some thousand years ago. He said, the whole concept of preaching organized, in an organized way, in an institution, to establish that Krishna is still available to everyone. That is the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained, Putana represents false guru. She represents false guru. She represents mundane institution which has the name of spirituality. But they do not give Krishna there. You go there to practice spiritual life, what do you come out with what? With non-Krishna. Because they have fed poison. But the institution like ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, he said there are two things which are very important. To allow Krishna to appear within our heart. Just like Krishna appeared for Devaki, Krishna is also eager to appear within the womb of our heart. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says there are two ways how Krishna can appear for a sadhaka. He said one is by the chantings of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And second he said this Srimad Bhagavatam. He said if you hear this Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees, in every chapter, not in only in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam Krishna appears. He says but in every chapter the Lord will keep appearing. Many, many incarnations of the Lord. Just imagine, Krishna will attack us wholesale in our heart and He will conquer us. And that is the significance of celebrating Janmashtami festival. Not to simply remember Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago in the womb of Devaki, rather to understand Krishna is easily accessible to everyone. To me and to you and to everybody in this creation by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam pastime. Like Pradyumna Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada's god brother, I will conclude by saying this small incident. He told one of our devotees who was preaching in Columbia University in New York. He said, Prabhupada came to preach Bhagavat in America. He wrote in the Bhagavatam that this Bhagavatam is going to create a revolutionary change in the misdirected civilization. He said, why don't you preach Bhagavatam to the students? So this devotee was preaching some other books. He said, just give Bhagavatam to them. And this devotee, Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu, you know, he gives classes in Columbia University, one of the Ivy Leagues. And many American students come and hear Bhagavat. And I narrated this pastime of Putana to these American students. And one student, he came to me, a Christian student, American student. He said, what a story. How Lord is so merciful to someone who is a demon, giving her the position of mother. He said, unbelievable. An amazing story. Already Bhagavat was creating a revolution. Krishna was appearing in that soul who did not know anything about Krishna, but understanding the character of Krishna from the Srimad Bhagavatam, she allowed Krishna to come in her heart. She was a girl student. So that is the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada explains, to give that association. The association of devotees. And what do we do in the association of devotees? Chant Hare Krishna and hear Bhagavat. And when we do that, then all the termites, all the poison within our heart will disappear. The putana tendencies will disappear. Krishna will remove that. And He will establish Himself in our heart and give us unlimited position, unlimited service through which we can go back to the spiritual world and enjoy eternal pastime with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki. Sri Krishna Janmashtami Mahamahotsav ki. Now very soon the Abhishek will start and all of you should sit here only because we wish we had a bigger temple. Srinath Ji Prabhu has a great desire, you know, but some obstacles came. On this day we can also pray that Krishna will fulfill his desire to build a temple where not only this number of devotees, 10 times more number of devotees can sit and see the Abhishek of the Lord. We regret that you are not there in the temple hall because there is no place. But you can all sit here by the mercy of the technology. We can still see the Abhishek ceremony which is about to start within few minutes. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.